Hang on to your hats and get your winter coat. It's going to get really cold for another day or two. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures at this hour in the 20s and 30s across the region. Everyone's already feeling the chill. We have a lot of cloudiness across the area. We've had a few spits and spats of moisture, but so far there really hasn't been anything all that well organized across the area, with the exception of what occurred overnight last night. And as we move forward, now through the next 2 days, it's really going to be about the wind and the cold. We fully expect to see increasing wind speeds occurring across the region. Won't be quite as blustery here as it will be off to the southeast, but nonetheless, it will definitely get colder and windier across the area. And most of us will probably experience at least a few wind gusts that will be in the range of 30 to 45 miles per hour. The strongest wind speeds are likely to occur as we move forward into the night tonight, and more likely tomorrow. And it's going to be tomorrow afternoon that the winds will be strongest. There's a chance the winds won't be too punishing, but nonetheless, they will still be bringing in a lot of cold air, and the wind chill factors will be nasty for most of us across the area. We expect a new low pressure center to come around tonight into tomorrow morning, just ahead of the coldest air. That low pressure system will spread some snow across parts of the region overnight tonight, and a little rain and snow may occur in South Dakota for a brief period of time because of the warmer air still hanging on in that particular area. But as we go forward through the morning tomorrow, it will all change over to snow before ending in the afternoon. Most of the snowfall is going to run a dusting to an inch or two. We do think there might be a spot or two that could get a little bit more than that, but it's all about the wind blowing it around. There's no way we're going to be able to measure it, so who knows what's really going to take place there. I still believe a dusting to an inch or so is probably more likely than the 2 or 3 inch amounts. Moisture content in the snow will be low. We do expect the surface high pressure center, which is really very strong, to settle in on the Montana, North Dakota, and Canada border on Sunday morning. That will keep the wind blowing across our region that morning and help to hold the temperatures up from their possibly lowest levels. Some of the temperatures out to the west, though, they will slip down to near zero in a spot or two, but in our area we'll see single digits and teens. We'll look for the cold air to still be with us on Monday morning, but the high will be dropping down into the central parts of the U.S., and so we'll have the wind switching around to the south as we get close to dawn on Monday, at least in the Dakotas. Minnesota will still see a northerly wind. And then, starting on Monday afternoon, going right through the middle of the week next week, the temperatures will be soaring much warmer once again. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.